Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Teddy J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah. Make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Say AJ, will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the lead stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah. Make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your host, Eddie J. It is a wonderful Wednesday, which means it's hump day, so y'all know how you say it. Let y'all go listen to the archives and figure that one out. But anyways, man, just glad to be here with y'all yet for another day. Just blessed to see another day and whatnot. And that last track, by the way, was by the Deputy, and that's called BS. Check it out. You know, definitely let me know what you think about the track. I like all the feedback we always get about different artists' music and whatnot. Let us know. It helps the artists, too. I mean, the artists like to know if what they're putting out is something that people want to continue to hear or what you like about that, and take those elements and put it into another type of song. So, most definitely. And actually, we're supposed to have a guest in today. We'll see what time he'll roll through here today. My name is Champagne. So, y'all be on the lookout for that. If not, y'all know how we do it. The show still goes on anyway. So, make it do what it do. And what we're going to do is go ahead and go to some more music. But I got to make sure I make a big announcement. Big, big, big announcement. Remember, the top 12 will be on play on tomorrow's show. It'll be a live show, of course. You know, every show is live. And that'll be tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adjust to your time zone accordingly. And we'll see who's going to be considered the top song of 2010 on Life At Dusk Radio. And it's just an honor to be able to just bring something forth like this. So big ups to that. Shout out to everyone that's in the chat room. Let's see, we got all of a sudden shout out to my girl Apple in the chat room. And then shout out to the guests in the chat room as well. So we're going to go ahead and do, I see we got a caller. We're going to go to the phone line real quick. All right. I know what this is too. Is this the one and only Goofy Bone?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't have my hand up, but it's all good. What's up, Fetty? Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you know how we are. We just pull people.
Oh, yes, I do. What's up, brother? Merry Christmas.
What's up, man? Thank you, man. Thank you. I haven't been to see you. I didn't see you for Christmas. I saw you a tad bit before, but I ain't chance to see you.
I had a big old Christmas party, and the police over here in San Jose, they shut us down, man. They shut us down.
Did you at least get to unwrap some gifts?
I got to stuff some stockings, I'll tell you that for damn sure. But what's popping with you, Steady J? Well, much love to you in Dallas, Fort Worth. How's everything going out there? Oh. Hello? Well, maybe Steady J got hung up on. You are tuning into Life After Dusk right here on the wonderful network that's going to kick us off because we're not paying, blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host. Oh, I'm not the host. I'm the host of 186.2 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. My name is Goofy Bone.
Well, I'm back. I don't know what the heck is going on. Goofy, can you hear me? Yeah, see, they want us to pay for this, Goofy. By the way, they want us to pay for this.
You want us to pay, Blog Talk Radio. You want us to pay, but yet we're still going to get the same crappy service. You know what I mean?
We're getting drop calls. It's going to be the same old. Now we're just going to pay for the BTRF of the day. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But, hey, I don't know. We'll see. A lot of the fans want, and of course, the artists want me to stay on, but it's like, hey, you got to fork out some cash. Goofy Bone ain't just like it used to be, people. The IRS came and fucking took everything I had. So I'm back on the rebuilding stage. But fuck it. Happy New Year, everybody, on Life After Dusk.
Man, Happy New Year to you, too, man. I don't write for Blog Talk coming. I know for some reason they're after me now. Did you get a chance to unwrap any gifts?
No, I didn't. I wanted to unwrap on the fucking Blog Talk Radio 101 network, but you know, ever since they put this wonderful, lovely ad that they're gonna start charging Block Talk Radio 101 show has been canceled.
Why would they do a crazy thing like this?
Well, because, you know, they don't want everybody to call the show saying, what the fuck are you doing charging? Because I know a lot of, and I mean a lot of radio show hosts were upset. Now, I could understand if their service was good, their service was great, everything was on the up and up. Yeah, I wouldn't mind paying for it. But if I'm going to sit here and have a show, and like what happened to you, always happens to me, they hang up on me. Like, I'm doing a show, da-da-da-da, and the next thing you know, bloop. Thank you for calling.
I know, I'm like, goodbye. I don't get the
bastard.
I don't want to hear that voice, man. I'm just sitting here cracking up. Bro. Oh, it's cracking up about the whole thing. And Chaz is just serving me.
No offense to the Blog Talk Radio community and all that stuff, but if you're going to pay for it, you're stupid. Because you're going to get the same service that's going to run down on you, fuck up your show. If you're trying to do professional shows, believe me, shit's going to fucking crash. Your screen's going to turn black. You're going to wonder where the hell's all your music. You know, it's like, why do that?
I did a preview before. It wasn't much. Only thing that changed was the way the switchboard looked. The switchboard changed a little bit.
How's the enhanced switchboard?
Okay, because I was one of the first to try that a long time ago. Enhanced switchboard, you basically you get two more buttons. You get two more buttons on the switchboard. Yeah, because now, because then when you're on this, because then what you do is while you got your music playing, you can call, you can check the call lines and see how many, and then go to and pull people into a separate call thing before you bring them on and say, okay, who is this? And then you can mark who is who and whatnot. And then your call switch is a lot longer. Like you get up to 50 callers. And I mean, I'm just sitting here like, isn't that not going to, I've used it before. Really, it's not all that dazzling me.
Well, Seti J, if you said it, it must be true.
Yeah, I remember, I was in it for 3 months straight. I ended up paying for it. I did for free one time, and I paid for it 2 months in a row. After that, I was like, I'm not paying for this again. Really, because really, it was like, and that was always in a 3 hour, and that's what I decided I was just being, because I was paying for it, I decided to just be bold and do 3 hour shows. No, I'm not going with the 3 hour. Those 3 hour shows, man, it's like it was there forever.
Forever.
It's good to have it when you need it, but you don't need it all the time.
Forever. You know what I'm saying? It's like Blog Talk Radio, you have a good concept, and, you know, I'm always willing to back you guys, but you guys never backed me. Who brought you, you know, some of your, I'm going to say, customers, the people that are on the side of your ads? I know a couple of them, I brought them in, but yet the deal that you were going to give me, a $2,000 ad that I was going to get paid for to play on my show, Blog Talk Radio would take $1,940-some. I mean, no, $960-some. And I would only get like $32.
Right, it's just ridiculous. It's like it's like you're cheating yourself. You're really, all you really at the end of the day is just really just cheating yourself out of, you know, it's like really, and it's crazy because they feel like, oh, you know, we're not paying, you know, or we were like, okay, we're now going to start charging you to do this stuff. And it's like, okay, so I guess y'all going to make sure that we're getting paid by someone too. Because, I mean, that's just crazy.
It's hella crazy. Sorry, Seti. Hey, Seti,
I understand. Okay. Well,
I'm pissed.
What's up? Okay, I'm gonna meet my boy Goofy real quick. We're gonna go ahead and go to a true day. Let's go ahead and go to T-Hope, my girl T-Hope. This is Breakup. And we'll be right back on Life at Dusk Live, your voice, Eddie J.
This is G-Man.
And Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, City G. And that was T-Hub, we break up. We're about to go ahead and go to the phone line, see if we got somebody from the 339 from Bring You On right now. Here we go. Call from 339. You on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, City G. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, City J? This is Champagne speaking.
What's up? What's up? What's up, man? Waiting for you.
Everything good, man. Everything good. Everything good, man. Yeah.
Most definitely, man. Well, I'm glad to have you, man. I was like, what? Oh, he's coming through today.
Yeah. It's
I'm glad to have you,
here,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot, man. So it's like 10 to 4 a.m. Over here, you know? So it's, it's all good, man.
Yeah, guys, and it's crazy. I mean, that's real dedication. It's real crazy because, like, yesterday someone called from Germany.
Okay.
Yesterday was from Germany. So it's like, it is weird. It's like, y'all, like, early in the morning over there. And it's like,
that's right.
It's only,
yeah.
like, 8 something over here. over here, so it's crazy,
man. Yeah. So that's good, man. So how's everything over there anyway, man? Everything looking good?
Man, it's looking nice. And man, first off, I want to say it's crazy because you're actually from this area. You're actually from my area. I thought that was crazy. And then I looked up on Facebook. I looked at the mutual friends that I saw. I say he knows a lot of people that I know.
That's right.
So
yeah,
it was crazy,
small
like,
world, man. Yeah.
So I was a very small world. I definitely went to talk to you on that tip. Because I'm
much
like,
appreciate,
I mean,
man.
He'll know a lot
way.
Of things I'm talking about.
Yeah. Same way, man. So, man,
first thing I'm ask you, man, is like, is how you actually got into the industry. Like, what led up to you becoming an artist or whatnot?
Okay, so it started it seems like all my whole life, you know. So I've been doing this music thing practically all my life, you know. So whether it's been like writing or producing or, you know, just making beats or so forth, you know. So everything was really taken off, like I said, like in UK. I left the UK in 1999, and then you know, I was still doing my music thing there. But you know, my music is more like I would say more Americanized, you know, and it was always Americanized, even like from the when I was in the UK. So, you know, I was always very heavily influenced, you know, by the US music, because I was always like, out of the whole year, since I was 3 years old, I'll be spending maybe around like, 5 months of the year, you know, all of my school holidays, you know, I'd be always like in the US, you know, so that also heavily influenced how, you know, my music style and everything else, you know. So that's basically like how I actually started. And then once I actually hit Miami in 99, that was like the first place like I landed, you know. And I just started to make good connections over there, and just started traveling, man. From there, went to like Atlanta. And from Atlanta, I found Dallas, and when I found Dallas, I was like, "Yeah, I've arrived, man. I'm home right now." You know, so you know that's how that my trek it was from the East Coast to the South to the Midwest. You know, so it's all good, man.
Okay, so all right, so most definitely, and like with that being said, like as far as life with Dallas, because I mean, I can't even definitely connect with you on that. As far as the Dallas, like, what's some of the things you noticed while you were in Dallas that kind of that influenced your music or whatnot?
You know, it's like, you know, I would say that, you know, the Dallas scene is very, very special, you know, because it's, you know, I won't say they anymore, I say we, you know. You know, we live what we talk, you know. It's bigger than the movement. It's our life, you know. So when you see, you know, when you, you know, whatever that you hear on a record or, you know, the swag or whatever, you know, we don't really, it's not, you know, hip-hop is, I think, in us, you know, especially like in the South anyway. It really is in us, you know, and I think that is really heavily expressed when that we do, you know, write everything down to wax, you know, or now on files, on MP3, you know. So, I mean, yeah, you know, everything is really expressed in a very heavy way.
Most definitely. And, man, it's really crazy just to kind of just see someone, like, from the area and, you know, just be able to venture out, go to ATL, and then not even just go to ATL, go over to Europe and make a home for themselves over in Europe. I mean, that's just, just crazy, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, I actually left Dallas around May of this year, you know. So I left May.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So just everybody about 6-7 months ago, you know. So I left then I came over to Europe, you know. So I've been living in Europe since, and I've made like the new album, but all of the production was done still in Miami and Atlanta, you know. So I still got all my production team still back in the US, and I just laid down all of the vocals over here in Europe.
I like guess that's paying attention to some of the people. Yeah, going off what I was saying, like with some of the mutual friends, like you know one of the people I know as far as DJ Frosty from here.
Right.
Really, he's really trying to do some. He's really doing some things. Is that big show? Definitely show him some love. He's definitely on top
down,
of
man.
It.
Yeah, for sure.
And so as far as, like, with the project, with the Global Tech Mixtape Series project, how did you actually get involved in doing it? Like, what led to you getting onto the project?
My current project or the mixtapes?
The Global Tech Mixtape Series.
Oh, the Global Mixtape, yeah. So, you know, I heard about, you know, your boy, you know, doing the Def Jam Global Mixtape, you know, collaboration. So, and then I was actually put through to him, and I said, okay, you know what? Let me just try and give this, you know, let me give this a shot. I know it's going to be risky, you know. For me, it was, you know, I'm a real humble guy, so as far as I was concerned, it was a real long shot, you understand? So, you know, I just put my my music forward, and you know, thank God, you know, he liked it, selected it, and you know, the rest is history, man. So, you know, come like January or February, you know, we're going to be distributing that all around the, you know, the internet and everywhere else, and we're going to see where that's, you know, where that ends up, you know.
I think, honestly, in my opinion, I feel it's going to be a really big, really big impact. As every day I started realizing who some of the major artists too that started being on the project, and it's just crazy. Like,
that's right.
I didn't know until the other day that Paul Wall was on the project. I was like,
oh man,
hold on, let me run this back. I was like, Paul Wall's on the project?
That's
crazy.
Right. Yeah, man.
I was like,
cool,
man, it's
man.
Like, it's,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm starting to feel at home, man. I was like, some people from here, and we got Austin and T. Hubby, I played earlier. She's from
wow.
the area. It just feels like home. It's like all
yeah.
the people are on this project.
And I definitely feel blessed to be, you know, to be a part of it, you know. So, you know, I really do feel blessed, you know, because like I already said, I mean, you know, it's there's so many, you know, individual artists who to choose from, you know, so independent and major. And, to be amongst, you know, as far as I'm concerned, to be amongst the elite, you know, to be part of that, you know, just to share, you know, a little shine with them, for me, it's like, that's real, real big, you know, so I'm very, very appreciative for that.
All right, man, we actually got two of your tracks on here, too, man. We definitely got to talk
okay.
about him playing as well. I want, first of all, we're going to go to the first one. We're talking about Feeling Me. What was your thoughts as far as like going to writing Feeling Me and putting it out?
Feeling Me was Feeling Me. First of all, let me just say, you know, all the tracks that me that I write that you hear, those are all definitely from the heart, and you know, whatever that you hear is most of the time, that's what goes on, you know. So, Feeling Me was a very, very funny one. I came out from the, I just left Dallas. I came out from the airport. I was waiting for the limo and stuff, you know, and it just pulled up, you know, right outside of the airport. And, you know, a couple of chicks, man, were out there, you know, with their luggage and everything, you know, looking real nice, man. You know how it go, man. And, you know, they were just like, they were really just feeling the style, man. You know, they saw your boy like that, you know, with the nice, you know, nice LV baggage. You understand? You know, nice super shoes, you know, looking real, you know, real suave. You feel me? You know, so after that, I was like, okay, you know what? The song, it just came, you know, like this, you know. So, you know, with the engine. You know, with you know, back in Dallas as well, you know, we're sitting on, you know, we sit high in those dunks, you know, with the nice hydraulics, you know. I mean, everything just came together, you know. So, I mean, yeah, man. You know, so yeah, we definitely made it like a U.S. and a European collaboration as far as like the mind went, you know. So it's all good, man.
Okay, so man, we're about to go ahead and check it out, and then we'll be right back, and we'll talk about the other track, and then talk about more about you.
That's
right,
what's up,
so
nice
y'all
one, man.
Okay.
I'm
this
right
is
here,
Feeling
man.
Me by my boy Champagne. So y'all chill.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Don't touch that mouse. Don't touch whatever you listen from it. Do not touch it.
Stay right
listen
here, man.
An instrument.
Well, champagne. how you know how I do. I just don't fly, I do me. In a Ferrari 360, you know what I mean. You know what I talk about, yeah. That's how my engine sounds. That's how my tire sounds. That's how my dry leg sounds. That's how my speaker sounds. That's what you feel in me. 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 She saw the way I was driving my wheel. It made her wanna get with me. She saw the way my jewels were dropping. It made her fall in love with me. Froze like a red light that she hopped in. She said, how my level so far? She's feeling my Ferrari 360. Green light then I sped right up. That's how my engine sounds. That's how my tire sounds. That's how my dry leg sounds. That's how my speaker sounds. That's what you feel in me. 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 Not you touching on my Sean John jeans. Asking me how my money so green. Asking me where have I been. I've been right here on the fly. Making money like tick-tick-tock. Spending it, making it, changing lanes. Took my hand and she dropped it on her back side. Took her clothes off that she got pretty wild. Straddle me while I am driving. I'm praying, please don't crash. Went faster than we got whiplash. Taking off my pants on the foot off the gas. Can you see I'm in cruise control? Shorty on my lap and I'm leaning back. Throwing up the money cause I car ain't got no roof. Everybody looking so I gotta tell the truth. That's how my engine sounds. That's how my tire sounds. That's how my dry leg sounds. That's how my speaker sounds. That's what you feel in me. 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 The way she moves, she get me excited. The way she touch my body, I know I'm invited. She love the way that my car go. She love the way that my engine sounds. She love the way my clutch is feeling. She love the way my computer's talking. She's feeling me, she's feeling me. Ooh, she's feeling me. That's how my engine sounds. That's how my tire sounds. That's how my dry leg sounds. That's how my speaker sounds. That's what you feel in me. 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 That's how my engine sounds. That's how my tire sounds. That's how my dry leg sounds. That's how my speaker sounds. That's what you feel in me. That's what you feel in me. That's what you feel in me. That's what you feel in me.
Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, man. And that, oh, that was, yeah.
That's
I should have went back to the day, man. That's like old beatbox right there, man. That's like old school Ready Rock C stuff right there, man. You feel me? You know, Fat Boy stuff,
you know,
man.
You
know, I know my history, man. Yeah.
You were alive when you said that. That's how a lot, like, especially goes like the Texas Relays, that's how a lot of people cars be sounding.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, man. You said it, y'all. It's not no cute thing. It really does. It kind of does put this big picture together in your head, and you kind of imagine.
That's serious.
You imagine those kind of effects. That's exactly how it is.
That's right, exactly. And you know the most funny thing, like I already say, you know, is that, you know, I mean, not to take anything away from a woman, you know, but I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, women are intelligent, you know, they don't want to be with a bro guy, you know what I'm saying? They want a guy, you know, with a good head on his shoulders, got his job, got his car, got his house, you know, got his head together, you know, and street smart, you know what I'm saying? Educated as well, You understand? So once that, you know, you have all of those elements, you ain't going to have a problem, man, finding a real woman, you feel me? So, I mean, that's basically, you know, also what the song is also about as well, you know. So, you know, any type of a woman that she sees a guy, you know, just, you know, riding and flying high, of course she's going to be digging that, you know. So that's how your boy does, you know, champagne, baby.
Yeah, I just got that champagne duty 101.
Yeah. You know how we do it, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man. But definitely, man, it leads to, because, you know, we asked what my friend is doing here, is asking crazy questions the other day. And I guess that leads to that point as far as, like, when you're about to approach a woman, as far as, like, how do you approach a woman? What's the way that champagne approaches a woman?
Well, to be honest, I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, with utmost respect, you feel me? You know, a woman that she deserves respect, I'm going to give her the respect, you know. And a woman that she doesn't deserve respect, then she ain't going to get my time, you know. So, I mean, that's basically just it, you know. I mean, champagne ain't no different from any other regular guy, on the street, you know. Whether you're on the street or whether in university, you know. So, I mean, you know, whatever end of the spectrum that you are, I'm that guy, you understand? So, you know, but when you see a nice woman, she respects herself, you know, she has her head on her shoulders, you know, she has a nice job. I mean, to be honest, she doesn't even have to have a nice job, you know. But, I mean, just as long as she has a good head on her shoulders, I mean, that's just that is saying a lot, you know. So it's especially nowadays, my word, it's saying a lot. So I mean, that's basically it, you know.
Okay. I would say as far as like with you as well, like, was there anything else that you ever wanted to do besides music? I know a lot of us, it's not always music we want to do at first. We kind of take other things as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I mean, to be honest, it's like, I mean, what I've already, like, planned to do in life, I'm either doing it or I've already done it, you understand? So, and I've got more aspirations to do a lot more, you know, so, but, you know, by profession, you know, I'm a software engineer, you know, I program in like five different programming languages, you know, PHP, Java, SQL, you know, all of these, you know, so, you know, I build my own, you know, software and, you know, I license them out and stuff, you know, so, I mean, you know, that's what your boy does as his side and main hustle as well, you know, so, you know, just trying to get money from the music, trying to get the money from the technology and just, you know, just doing my thing, man.
That's a big up to you, because, I mean, me, that's I'm kind of like, that's kind of something doing on the side, is like something like that as well. It's kind of just understanding more about how to do this, understand the behind the scenes work behind music and whatnot.
Right,
like me,
exactly.
I have to be the artist. I want to be the person that knows all the behind the scenes stuff. So that's just me, and that's crazy. Because now you see when you like you said, you do all the software. So I mean, basically, you can just build your own website yourself.
I've been doing that since 98. You understand? So, you know, I've been doing that since like, you know, 98. You know, so. That's cool. And then also, I direct music video. All my own music videos, I directed all of them as well. You know, write all the whole script, produce everything, get everything together, and basically just give the cameraman his camera and just say, you know, press shoot, man. You know, I mean, you know, just press play and that's it. You know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, I got like my own film company as well, G-Rock Films. So, you know, just building, man, you know, just putting one block on top of one block at a time, you know, so, but, you know, definitely going in the right direction for now anyway, so it's all good, man.
Man, y'all better take note, y'all. It's like, who is this guy? Y'all better take note, because y'all might not know who you might be listening to right now. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have known. Yeah, see, y'all need to keep up.
Man. Appreciate it, man.
And,
yeah.
It's most definitely, like I said, it's crazy just yet again just still wild over the fact that there's another artist on there that's from the area, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you know, and another thing as well, you know.
But you have the upper hand because you're from the area, but you in the UK too, so you have the best of both worlds, and that's a great position to be in.
Yeah, I mean, And like I said, I mean, you know, I've got a family who are living in Atlanta and Dallas as well, you know. So, you know, the funny thing was that when I did actually arrive, you know, in, let's say, for instance, for Atlanta for the very first time, you know, it was a big culture shock, a big culture shock, you know. It's like it took me at least a year to really understand, you know. You know, although that we still speak the same language, we might still have one or two of the same mannerisms, it's still totally different to the way, you know, whatever that you've learned as growing up in the UK, when you get to the US, you have to forget everything, you understand, and start all over again, you know, because it ain't going to work. So me, my transition period, when I first got it was like 6 months to a year. You know, I really had to get my eyes open. And then what I found out was that every state is so different. You understand? So when I thought that I learned what I needed to learn.
Completely different.
Yeah. So when I thought I learned what I needed to learn in Atlanta, then I got to Dallas. It's like, boy, I had to start all over again. You know, so, but I mean, using those as like my learning blocks, you know, that nice curve, it was definitely a needed thing for me as well, personally, you know, because, I mean, that is what has made Champagne what he is today, you know. So a very intelligent street hustler. That's how I like to always, explain myself, you know. So it's definitely good to have it from both sides, you know. It's not too good to be 100% street. It's not too good to be 100% university educated, man. If you can mix the both, you're definitely gonna go far in this life.
Okay. All right. So that man, we gotta go to know one of the tracks, cause, and this is an interesting track, man. And I was like, okay, I gotta ask. We're gonna get into the tea about this one. it's called Sexy Black Chocolate. Really want to know what you were thinking when you were writing that. Like, you were sitting here thinking, sexy black chocolate. What led to that, man?
Yeah, the funny thing is that, you know, at the end of the day, it's not even like a self-proclamation, you understand? It's more of when the other women or other women of other races that they see, you know, black men, they love our personas. I mean, they just like just the way that we are, and that's just how it is, you know. I don't know why it is like that. It's just like that. And especially now that I come over to Europe, it's like I notice it even more. You know, it's like being in the U.S. where, that, you know, everywhere is so, you know, you live in your own community or whatever. You don't really appreciate what you are, you know, until you really step out. And when you really step out, you think to yourself, hold on a minute, wow, I really love my black skin, man. I really, 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 really love it. You understand? So me doing this song, yeah, man. So, you know, me doing this song, Sexy Black Chocolate, is more like an anthem, you know, for, not even just like for black men, but, you know, just men of color. You understand? You know, just to let, you know, just talking for us and saying, listen, you know, it doesn't matter what type of problem that you got. At the end of the day, you just have to know this, that whatever man is against you, just know that all of their women are loving you. You understand? So once that you know that, you're going to go far.
You give a lot of people some firepower, and they probably like walking around. They hands up real high now.
Yeah, man.
You gotta take this out, man. Yeah. And this is exactly why this is one of the tracks is on 24/7 on Life at Dusk 24/7 Radio, because of that thing there.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, y'all. This is Champagne, Sexy Black Chocolate, and White Baby.
Sadie J. Yeah.
White lady doesn't like black chocolate. Mix that with champagne. Oh boy, what an evening. Sexy black chocolate. That's what the ladies call me. Sexy black chocolate. That's why the fellas been running. Sexy black chocolate. She loves the way I nail. Sexy black chocolate.
Can you handle me? Yeah, yeah. Let me get your shoulder with my soft lips. Down to your belly button, then I work your. Got you real wet like the wrench of rain. You get a gold medal for the way you get me. Loving your fingertips with your matching pedicure. 9-6 size, trying to make a third cry. Fishnet stocking, baby doll dress on. Looking so sexy, take it to the bathroom. Feel the bathroom bubbles and I feel your wet man. Lick your body down, then I climb you like a tread. Take my time, take it real slow. Head down, up like a freak show.
Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the ladies call me.
Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the fellas they mind.
Sexy like chocolate.
She loves the way I nail.
Sexy like chocolate.
Can you handle me? Yeah, yeah.
Sexy like chocolate.
I'm real good for your diet.
Sexy like chocolate.
All over your body.
I got good looks, I got good bank. Candy with game, 6 liter tank. Before I got the cash, I always got girls. I buy them drinks, I buy them pearls. They always love me, love my mind, love my swag, I give them time. Love my confidence, love my persona. Now I got cash, it's game over. They see I am a G, they know I am a thug. They know I bring the pain with my 10 inch love. Not too big, not too small. The perfect 5 minute. Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the ladies call me.
Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the fellas be mine.
Sexy like chocolate.
She loves the way I nail.
Sexy like chocolate.
Can you handle me? Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got a six pack, but I got money. I ain't got muscles, but ladies say I'm phony. They say I look a hype, but they say I got swag. Baby, can you drop a SL in my bag? I ain't got a house, but I got a lot of love. I ain't got a ride, but I got four dogs. I ain't got dishes, but I got a dishwasher. If you be my girl, I will be a chocolate lover. Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the ladies call me.
Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the fellas be mine.
Sexy like chocolate.
She loves the way I melt.
Sexy like chocolate.
Can you handle me? Yeah, yeah.
Sexy like chocolate.
I'm real good for your diet.
Sexy like chocolate.
All over your body.
Sexy like chocolate.
That's why the fellas be mine.
Sexy like chocolate.
Black chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Elizabeth Langham. And whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and special guests, my boy, Champagne, in the building. What's up? What's up?
Yeah, everything good, man. Yeah.
Never
real
good. Like chocolate.
Yeah. That's what the ladies call me. Yeah, man.
There you go. All right, see me. Give me that's some people. Cause I'm going to walk around and tell people that now. And they're going to be like, okay, hold on.
He's feeling himself too much.
So, yeah, but you know the most funny thing? I think, you know. It's, I mean, that's, you know, the very first ad-lib that I say on there, you know, is, you know, sexy black chocolate, you know. I mean, that's why the fellas are mugging, you understand? So I don't mind the guys, you know, being upset because that's their duty to be upset. But you know, as long as the ladies are loving it, then that's what's all good, you know. So that's, you know, that's how it's done.
Well, definitely, it's definitely. I mean, like you said, like you were mentioning how, like, it just basically doesn't matter what race, like any, like it's like pretty, it's like crazy now. Before, you know, it'd be people sweep stuff under the rug about,
right,
about, like how they felt about black men. If they were of race.
That's exactly. I mean, it's
that is like the hot thing. They have to get a black man all of a sudden now.
Yeah, I mean, especially like, I mean, to be honest, you know, what I really believe is that, I mean, it's always been like that. I think just now, we are more, our eyes are more open to the fact that, wow, hold on a minute, we really are in demand, you know, whereas I think before, it's like, you know, maybe we didn't appreciate ourselves as much, you want to say, or we just took it for granted, you know, but, you know, especially like I said, especially like coming over here into Europe as well. I mean, it's a totally different scene over here. You know, it's really it's very very different from America. I mean, here what I like is that everybody's everybody and anything goes. You know, there's nothing that is you know, you see a white and a black are together, it's no big deal. You know, a white Chinese or you know an Asian and black, nobody looks twice. You know, it's, nobody cares. You know, so but you know the common denomination in that is always, you know, 80%, I haven't done the statistics, but what it looks like to me, you know, it's like 70 to 80% of the time it's always, you know, going to be a black man by the side, you understand? So what I always say is that, you know, we must be appealing to all of these other different races. So I said, you know what, let me just write a song about this, you know, because I think it definitely needs to be heard, you know, worldwide, you know, how sexy that the man of color is. You know, so
it's great. It's definitely a great song because we sometimes we forget about this. You know, and that's how, you know, that's how black women feel sometimes too. They feel,
right,
you know, because a lot of times a lot of media type stuff or whatnot tries
exactly
to, or just sociology, this whole society period,
exactly,
tries some,
yeah,
social construct
exactly
that tries to bring
exactly
us down.
Exactly, exactly. So I mean, you know, exactly. So you know, even more than, let's say, like putting it as, let's say, quote-unquote, a sexy black chocolate song, it's really a song. It's an uplifting song. I mean, if you really listen to the lyrics, and like I already say, you know, I mean, don't worry about maybe a few, you know, cuss words here or there, you know, whatever. But, I mean, listen to, like, the whole message, and you'll really see that it's an uplifting song for, you know, the people of color. You understand? So, you know, it's, for me personally, I mean, when I wrote it, I was very, very proud of that song, you know. It's and the response that I've been getting from it so far has been very, very positive, you know. So, I mean, across the board, not just from people of color. So, you know, it's across the board. It's been, and that's, in fact, I've actually changed the first single release. So, Sexy Black Chocolate is going to be the first single release, you know. So, I just finished the videos to that in Monaco, over here in Saint-Tropez as well, you know. So, that's the same place, you know, that 50 Cent sort is a piggy bank, no, candy shop video. So, you know,
okay,
so we just
okay,
done
okay
a video. Yeah, yeah. Got helicopters in the video. Yeah, yeah. So serious, man. Got like helicopters in the video, you know, stunt riders. Oh, man, it's crazy. So, yeah, yeah. So that's hopefully going to be on the TV, music TV from like, hopefully from like March or April, anyway, you know, of 2011.
All right, so as far as like, people can keep up with you, what's the website we can definitely check you out at?
Yeah, website is grockrecords.com. That's www.grockrecords.com. And you can pick me up on Facebook as well. Just search for Champagne, S-H-A-M-P-A-I-N, or G-Rock Records. And also on Twitter as well, you know. So, you know, Twitter, you know, at G-Rock Records, and you'll definitely find me on there as well, you know. So either the website, Facebook, or Twitter. So you're definitely going to connect with me right there.
Yeah, well, y'all go
and
to the website.
Yeah.
Website is put together real nice. And
yeah,
I'm looking
thank you very much, man. Yeah, yeah. And it's me that designed all of that as well, you know, so...
I know, after the discussion we had, I was like, I'm willing to bet he designed it.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Yeah. So, yeah, that's G-Rut Records right there. So, you know, and the whole album.
In the helicopter. You
know, yeah. In the helicopter. Get it, yeah. Yeah, if, yeah, that was the photo from the video for the Sexy Black Chocolate as well, anyway. So expect to see more of that helicopter in there as well, man. And, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, you can definitely download, like, all of the whole album is available now on iTunes as well. You can download directly as well from grutrecords.com, you know, order the album. You know, everything is there right now. So it's definitely a good look, you know, for 2011.
Both definitely too, man. But like, I'm just really checking it out, and I definitely want to definitely give you a shout out, man. Shout out to everyone that's definitely supported you.
Much appreciated, man. And I really definitely you know, appreciate all your support as well. You know, hooking me up on a radio show is definitely a good look. You know, so you know, it means a lot to me. And thanks very, very much. Definitely a good look on the Global Grind mixtape. Much appreciated on that as well. So like I say, you know, to be amongst all those nice big names like that, you know, my Houston boy Paul Wall and everybody else that's involved, it's definitely a nice blessing. You know, so appreciate for that. So that's real good.
Yeah, and as far as I'm looking at some of the videos. Yeah, you can definitely go there. You can check out some of the videos in there too. Quite a few of them been shot in the Dallas area. So
that's right.
That's definitely
Yeah. So yeah, Nigel Hustle was shot in Dallas. Getting Money was shot in Dallas. Sick Chicks was shot in Dallas. You Be Hating was shot in Dallas. Yeah, man. I'm a Dallas, UK French boy. You know. So, because I'm living over here in France right now, anyway. So, you know, it's definitely like an international affair right now.
I'm gonna go ahead and do that. That's it. Gonna go ahead and close out. As you ready to go to the show, I'm gonna go ahead and send some love to my boy DeRoe. I'm definitely shout out to him. That's one of the people right now in Dallas who's like really. Like he's really on top of it. He's getting it right, and what a lot of people have to figure out is that it's not just the fact of being an artist. We have to remind ourselves it's the philanthropy that's behind it that makes you a great artist, and
that's right.
One of the things that he does, and that's why he's a platinum artist. So
that's right.
Because you know some people out there that hate, they're gonna go, oh, how did he get platinum? A lot of times, like you always say, give and you should receive, and don't give out of necessity or, you know, like, oh, man, I got to give. Like, you got to, like, give because you want to give.
Give it from the heart, man.
And
then
reap the rewards that way because you didn't give it because you felt like you had to give it. It was something that was on your heart.
Yeah, for sure. I totally agree. Totally agree. So, yeah, Darryl's another guy, man, that, you know, I mean, he's definitely doing his thing right now as well, you know. So, I mean, he has been since he blew up on TV. I mean, he's been around since, you know, before that time as well, you know. So, I know you know
definitely.
That as well, you know. So, but the people, they just think that he's like an overnight success, but that's definitely far from the truth, you know. So, he's definitely been putting in his work, you know. So, it's, definitely a good look, man. Definitely a good look for him.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and close off. How we always do it. Y'all know how we do it every day on Life with Us, Monday through Thursday. Live show. Y'all check out the live shows. If you miss any shows, y'all can go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dusk live, and you can actually listen to shows for free. Let me repeat that again. Listen to shows for free. So there's no excuse not to hear the show. If you miss a show, if you want to catch the show, if you miss on this part of Champagne Show, you can go back, listen to it. At your own exposure, you can put it onto your iPod and listen to it that way, on your iPhones, or wherever, however you people listen to your music, enjoy it. And I just want to end it off with this. In everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, just remember where there's a J or where there's a U, to God, there is a way. Y'all have tuned into another episode of Life at Dusk Live. with your boy Teddy J. See y'all tomorrow for the top 12 songs of 2010 on Life at Dust Radio. And we'll see as far as who came on top or who is on the 12th spot. So y'all make sure everyone vote, because I'm closing the polls an hour before the show. So y'all better get ready. Keep voting. All right. See y'all later. Once again, thank you, Champagne, for coming through.
Much appreciated, my man. Have a nice evening right there. Thanks a lot for everybody listening, and take care, and good night. Peace, man. Thanks a lot, Eddie. Bye.
This is...